This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to Ty Bollinger, TMB, my friend. Did a lot of new people watch A Global Quest? I heard it just re-aired, the Quest for the Cure's Global Quest, Truth About Cancer.
You know, RSV, good to talk to you. I don't know. I think it's still actually in the middle of re-airing. I think it began last Tuesday, so This would make tonight, what, day 8?
Okay.
And I believe Global Quest was 9-part. I should know. I produced it.
I think so.
I think it was 9-part. So I think tomorrow night will be the final episode. And I think they'll probably end up doing a weekend replay. So I honestly don't know how the viewership's going right now. I hope it's going well. I know that we've put a lot of money into advertising on Facebook and social media and trying to get people to watch it. So that's just what we do. Try to give it away for free while we spend our money to advertise.
Yeah, well, listen, there are a whole lot of people that probably didn't know about it the first run, right? And that's the thing, why every once in a while you got to bring it back out. It's like Disney, you know, the old Disney movies before there was internet. Every 7 years they would reissue it, and then a whole new generation of kids would enjoy it. And I think at this point there's a whole new generation of people each time the Truth About Cancer airs that are going to learn for the first time, my gosh, there's not one way to reverse cancer. There may be 1,000.
Well, there are literally thousands of ways, and you know, the reality is, Robert, we've talked about this before, but hey, it's worth mentioning again. It's not the fact that these substances really reverse cancer or cure anything. What they do is they allow your body to work the way it's supposed to, and it does the reversing and it does the curing, right? The body's the thing that's the amazing vehicle here. It's not really that there's miraculous herbs or miraculous foods, though there are some that are quite amazing.
Sure.
But the reality is that it's these herbs and foods and roots and homeopathic medicines allow your body to do what it's supposed to do, right? Because the power to heal is yours. It just brings the power back to your body.
Well, in homeopathy, we often talk about the obstacle to cure, right? What are the obstacles? What are the things in the way? What are the things, whether it be an emotional issue within the patient or whether it be a dysfunction of an organ, a system, a gland, or a dietary thing? What are the obstacles to cure? Now, really, very often, if I step back and I look at this and I answer this honestly, which I tend to do, the answer is going to be medical doctors. Obstacle to cure. What is the biggest obstacle to cure in the Western world when it comes to cancer is the medical doctor. Now, I'm not indicting every one of them. We've talked about that. We have many friends who are physicians who have outgrown the training and have left behind some of the worst of their profession to try to do advanced things, things that actually help but not hurt, as opposed to the other way around. And, you know, case in point, here's a real recent example. And this is sort of related to cancer because a radio talk show host from Atlanta, who I grew up listening to, and he's still on the air, is named Clark Howard. He's like a consumer reporter kind of guy. And Super Don, even though he thinks he's like my doppelganger in radio, we'll leave that aside for the moment. He had been diagnosed some years ago with prostate cancer. Now, you and I know prostate cancer is a very slow-moving cancer. If you do nothing, you're likely going to die of old age before prostate cancer kills you. And so I don't believe he went into anything heavily aggressive except to monitor it. I'm not sure. I don't know all the details of his situation. But apparently he has been taking a statin drug, which is, of course, you know, these cholesterol-lowering medications. And they have problems of their own. And then he recently went in for another biopsy on the prostate cancer. And in the biopsy or in preparation for it, they put him on ciprofloxacin, Cipro, the really vicious antibiotic that people are having problems with on its own. But apparently the two drugs in combination were more than he counted on, or his doctors had counted on, or accounted for, I shall say. Because he was next in the hospital near death with muscle wasting. His muscles were being destroyed by what's called rhabdomyolysis, or rhabdo for short. Because why? Statin drugs deplete coenzyme Q10, which is the energy powerhouse of the mitochondria, CoQ10. You can't produce energy without it. And the Cipro is known to rupture tendons and other connective tissue, which includes muscle tissue. The double whammy nearly killed him. I know you're not surprised by this, but it's an important thing to spotlight when people say, well, it's just two drugs, right? And the doctor says, not until I get to five drugs do I have anything to worry about.
Well, I am shocked, Robert. I didn't know that these safe, approved drugs had side effects. They actually have side effects?
Direct effects that they market as side effects.
You mean the last two-thirds of every TV commercial that you see, that you hear them saying, you know, the side effects may include... Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, they do have side effects, yeah. So, and statin drugs, I mean, look, the statin deal is a scam, right? You already mentioned that statin drugs deplete CoQ10 in your body. So if you're on statin drugs, at a bare minimum, you should be taking a CoQ10 supplement, right? Mm-hmm. Ubiquinol. Okay, there's no doubt about that. Now, I'm not saying you should be taking statins, but if you are, you should at least be supplementing with ubiquinol. But what doctor has ever recommended that his patient or that is on statins should be taking a CoQ10 supplement? You think that's very common?
I don't think so. I mean, honestly,
if
the doctor is willing to prescribe a statin, he's probably too stupid to read the literature and learn that CoQ10 is very necessary. But, of course, it's not necessary to prescribe the statin to begin with. And I'm sorry to be harsh and direct, but, you know, when you look at the death induced by doctors in this realm, the statin drugs alone, much less the combination with Cipro like Clark Howard was on, you realize that the vast majority of people that die of unintended consequences, if you will, of these drugs is devastatingly high.
It is. You know, I know, I don't know the numbers here in the United States, but I remember reading an article about the UK statin issues, and this was a couple of years ago, but I think at that time there is something like 20,000 known side effects of the statin drugs and over 220 deaths at that time in the UK. Like I said, I don't know what the statistics are here in the United States, but I'm sure they're higher because there's a, you know, larger population here. The reality is the statins are basically a scam because, number one, what do statins do, right? Well, they supposedly lower, quote, bad cholesterol. But is there really a bad cholesterol, Robert? I mean, that's a topic we could discuss for the next hour. Let's talk about cholesterol.
Right. It's a complete myth. It's a lie that they made up to sell you the drug. And if we look at the cause of death in terms of heart disease, considered number one and or number two, right there neck and neck with cancer now, would they, on, let's say, somebody who's taking a statin drug who dies of congestive heart failure, will they say he died of a heart-related condition, or will they say he died of the drug-induced congestive heart failure? Because if you lower enough coenzyme Q10 over enough time, the heart can fail. And that's a known side effect as well of a statin drug. But how many cardiovascular people are going to tell their patients when they prescribe them a statin drug, hey, you know what, this could lead to congestive heart failure?
Right. No, none of them are. And it's kind of the same as we see with the chemotherapy, isn't it, Robert? So you have these people that are dying from these statin drugs. Occasionally, we'll find an honest coroner that says, hey, you know, they died from the statin drug. But most of the time, it's going to say, oh, no, it was a heart condition they died from. Much like those that are taking chemotherapy that die from the chemotherapy, but the death is ruled death of cancer, when in reality, most of the time, I think, the death is attributable to the chemotherapy. You know, we saw that in the situation of little Thomas Navarro, where his coroner was at least honest and wrote on his death certificate that the young 6-year-old boy had died as a result of toxicity from chemotherapy. You know, how often is that happening with these other drugs, and the death is attributed to the condition, not the drug itself?
Right. No, it's stunning, and the reality is harsh, and we still need to communicate it because there are a lot of folks that haven't got the memo yet. They're still listening to mainstream media pundits. Although, interestingly enough, just yesterday on the show, you'll be shocked as we were to hear Dr. Manny Alvarez from Fox News on his weekend show. I think this is the one that took the place of A Healthy You with Carol Alt. and you know, because he's more pharmaceutical oriented, occasionally he throws a bone to natural medicine. And he had Dr. Andrew Weil on the program, a guy that we can, you know, half the time we can go, yeah, he's saying something right. The other half going, he's a shill. But in this point, they were talking about other options to antibiotics, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Weil said, hey, what about silver? And then suddenly Manny said, yeah, silver. My wife told me about silver. I had a bump on my head. I scratched it, whatever. I put the silver on, and it's all better. And I was like, oh, dude, this is crazy. If Dr. Manny is now saying silver's good, again, there's maybe hope for some of these folks at the level of media, although it's very rare to see it in mainstream media, although occasionally Fox will do something good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I think one of the problems that we have, Robert, is that many physicians are just so indoctrinated when they're in medical school into this is the only way, right? This pharmaceutical, petrochemical-based system of medicine is the only way, to where they just can't believe that there's anything else that's out there, and it's hard for them to believe. I remember my grandmom had some skin cancers on her head, and this is probably 14 years ago. This is 14, maybe 13 years ago. It was a long time ago. And at that time, I hadn't even written any books on cancer. I mean, I just had been learning about different treatments for cancer, and I had heard about this black salve that people used for skin cancer, and I bought some. And I told the doctor, you know, that she wanted to operate on Grandma and to cut them off or to freeze them off or whatever. And I said, you know, why don't we let us try this, and if it doesn't work, then you can cut it off. And she kind of laughed, but then I took Grandmom home and put a couple of cancer spots, put the little black salve on it a couple times, and within a few weeks the spots fell off and her head healed back and she had no more cancer there. And you know, next time we went to see the doctor, I told her about it and she just kind of shrugged it off. It was almost like, no, that can't be true. I've never heard about that in medical school. It must have been something else. Didn't even ask about what the salve was. You know, you would think at that point that she would say, hey, could you send me some information on that salve because it looks like it worked. Nope, we didn't get that. It was just, oh yeah, whatever. Next patient.
Curiosity is beaten out of the doctor in medical school. And another strange, funny line that came out of the Dr. Manny show on Fox the other day was like, they ought to be teaching this in medical school. And they both agreed, yeah, they ought to be. I'm like, have you even investigated as to why it's not taught in medical school? Can you read Unlock the Power to Heal, TMB, RSV together? We wrote about the Flexner Report. That's why they don't teach it. And they're not gonna. Until they overturn these medical monopoly realities in this country and much of the planet, where Western medicine operates more like a dangerous death cult. And, of course, vaccines being the sacrament for children in this church of pharmaceutical mysticism. We'll get to that. We've got some vaccine stories. We're going outside the boxes we do each and every week with Ty Bollinger, my hero, my buddy. Go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, and you can catch the last couple of episodes of A Global Quest, re-airing right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Scott Bell Show. Also remind folks, there could be some big deals, big sales going on with Epigenetic Labs. We're using their bone broth. They got a lot of amazing things, great turmeric formulas as well. And, you know, I hesitate to ask you anything because you're so busy that you almost, I ask you and you're like, well, I'm not sure what's going on there. TMB, the busiest man I know.
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, you do know what's going on about cancer. For sure, at the very least, in a lot of these drugs, because you've been studying it, and you got a mind like a steel trap, goes in, doesn't come out until you're on the air, then suddenly he lets it out. So, you know, I mentioned the prostate issue with Cora Coward, and again, it's a slow-moving cancer, but it doesn't mean you don't have to, you know, sit there and just wait and wait and wait. You could do things. Of course, I often talk about selenium. There are homeopathic remedies. There are things that were covered in The Truth About Cancer and the books that you wrote that include things that will address prostate cancer.
Yeah, sure. And again, what I like to do is to address cancer as a whole body issue, right, as opposed to on an organ by organ basis. So because in the prostate cancer, that's just, it is typically a slow moving cancer, but that's where the cancer has manifested. But it's manifested because there's something else going on in the body. So, you know, you have supplements that are prostate cancer specific that might contain, you know, cayenne peppers, widely known and used for prostate cancer. Ginger is widely used for prostate cancer. The lycopene in tomatoes is a powerful antioxidant, and a lot of people will use that for prostate cancer. Turmeric, of course, lots of studies on turmeric with prostate cancer. Medicinal mushrooms, there's all the medicinal mushrooms have an anti-cancer effect, specifically with prostate cancer. But what I would recommend is, you know, you can throw that into your diet. Walnuts. Walnuts have an anti-cancer effect specifically with prostate cancer. So you can throw all that into your diet. But the reality is what I would try to do is to try to figure out whether it's probably not on your own. Probably going to need the help of a licensed medical professional, but a naturopath or a homeopath or an herbalist, somebody that's thinking outside the box to get to the root cause.
Well, and it's true that some of them might not have a license, and that's okay, too, in my book. But the idea is, you know, someone that can guide you if you need the help, and that's appropriate. And I love the way way you turned it into a whole body issue. I mean, even though we can see it manifest cancer in certain areas, a lot of times we'll see the male equivalent to breast cancer can also be prostate cancer because there, you know, there are endocrine issues in regards to male specific areas and female specific areas. So although the breast can be in both sexes, but the issue
you
is,
you know, you also have, Robert, and yet I like what you said about the licensed medical profession. That's just kind of a term that I threw out there, but you're right. They don't have to be licensed. Why do you have to be licensed? But that's another segment. We can talk about that.
Well, exactly. And the thing is there a quality of information? Is there a track record? Anybody you choose to work with? And of course, as we advocate for health, freedom, and healing liberty here, we don't want to limit your choices in any way. It's the government, medical, media, industrial complex that tries to convince you that there's only one kind of medicine and it's allopathic, much like under a communist dictatorship, you can have any color car you want as long as it's black. It's like, no, that's not freedom, folks. And the healthcare system we have in America, based on what happened at the Flexner Report of 1910 on forward, has led to a disaster that is the modern medical allopathic monopoly. And no amount of Obamacare or what the Republicans can't seem to figure out to replace it with is going to help you unless they recognize freedom. Deficiency is what we're suffering from in the healing realm. I mean, we got monopoly manufacturers like Merck just lying and stealing, and you know, people are still going, they can vaccinate my kids because Julie Gerber ain't used to head up the CDC. Now she heads them, so that's got to be good, right?
And,
did you see this LA Times article? It's a big bombshell. They're saying a judge finds that Merck lied in a patent trial, overturns a $200 million verdict. They included, the misconduct included misusing confidential information, lying under oath at deposition and trial. I mean, if they're willing to do that, what are they not willing to do in terms of drug manufacture and vaccine manufacture? Of course, there is Vioxx from Merck, too, as a track record there.
Well, sure. Vioxx from Merck, that's a track record. I believe, wasn't it Merck also that was caught spiking the mumps vaccine with animal antibodies?
Oh, they're still in court over that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And parents are still going, well, yeah, they can still vaccinate my kid with a Merck vaccine. In fact, give them an HPV shot. Gardasil sounds pretty good about now.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, we can't help you moms and dads that are still so closed-minded that you believe that the drug industry is telling you the truth. The vaccine industry is telling you the truth, and the doctors that represent them, maybe they believe it, but that doesn't make it true.
Yeah, you know, nothing personal against anybody out there, but my granddad used to say this all the time, you just can't pick stupid.
Well, yeah, we got to be direct about this. I mean, because everybody else is making you feel good with their lies. We want to make you actually be good with the truth.
And be good, course, be good. Be good, be good, be good.
Yeah.
Remember that song from...
Yeah, that was that Men at Work? Was that Men at Work?
Yeah, at Work.
Awesome.
Yep.
Love it. All right, well, we'll see if we can find that song. Maybe Superdome will work on that. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. We're going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Check out thetruthaboutcancer.com. Ongoing Global Quest airing a couple of more nights and maybe a replay weekend coming up as well. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You sing it, Super Don delivers it. TMB, there it is. Men at Work.
I love that, man. That was one of my favorite Men at Work songs back in the 80s.
You know, a classic. I don't know what style was that in the 80s, but man, oh man, Men at Work put out some good music. And we put out some good talk radio, bringing the power to heal back to each and every one of you. I certainly hope you appreciate it. I certainly appreciate Ty Bollinger being with me each and every week as we go outside the box together. You did The Truth About Vaccines, which was a devastatingly powerful series of like documentary-style interviews that really raised the roof off of a lot of the suppressed information about vaccines coming from many doctors as well.
Yeah, Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had one of the doctors that was in it was from down under, where Minute Work are from. Mm-hmm. By the way, real quick quiz for you, Robert. Let's see how much you really are into Minute Work. Uh-oh. Who was the lead singer for Minute Work?
I can see his face.
Super Don, you can help.
Do you know the name Super Don? I don't remember the name of the lead singer.
His nickname was Lazy Eye, I believe, wasn't it?
Was that
Lazy
true?
Eye? Lazy Eye. It's a joke. He had a lazy eye. No, it was Colin
Hay. Oh, you're so
Colin
mean.
Colin Hay, there you go.
Colin
man.
Hay, look at you. I failed that
one. Come on, you remember the eyeball thing, don't you?
I don't. Yeah. He had a lazy eye, huh?
Totally. Yeah.
Reminds me of Jerry Doyle calling Greta Van Susteren Greta Van Sidemouth. Not very nice.
We're getting totally sidetracked here.
Oh my
God. I totally
God.
Forgot about that. Greta Van Sidemouth. That's hilarious.
Oh, geez. This is the kind of crazy stuff that happens in talk radio, folks. You didn't hear any of it.
So, all right. So anyway, all that to say, okay, I love Minute Work, so enough Minute Work. But another one of the doctors that was in The Truth About Vaccines was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, right? Remember Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my favorite interviews because we were on the banks of the Cumberland River in downtown Nashville, and it was in the fall, last fall, that we interviewed, and the weather that week had been just wonderful, and so I'm thinking, this is going to be awesome. We're going to get a sunny interview on the banks of the Cumberland with downtown Nashville behind Sherry, and sure enough, it was sunny, but the weather, a cold front blew in the day before, and so she was in a big fur coat. I think it was like in a mid-40s to maybe even upper 30s while we were interviewing. It was freezing cold.
Ouch.
But that was a great interview, and Sherry's just a wealth of knowledge about vaccines, and there's an article that she posted on Vaxxer.com. That's her new website, Vaxxer.com, and it's about the autoimmune disease linked with vaccines. So you want to talk about that briefly, Robert?
Absolutely. Now, Sherry Tenpenny has forgotten more than most doctors all combined know about vaccines, and she hasn't forgotten much, but the point is, most docs don't know squat when it comes to vaccines relative to what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny knows, what amount of time she studied, thousands and probably hundreds of thousands of hours at this point about these issues. And she's got a very important new article up there at Vaxxer. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And it says vaccine dangers, vaccinating patients who have an autoimmune disease. And there's a peer-reviewed literature in the journal Autoimmunity Reviews. And they're talking about vaccination of patients with autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases requires careful benefit-risk assessment. Now, what they're doing is addressing and acknowledging there's a risk, a higher risk, of vaccinating individuals who have autoimmunity issues. But they're not going as far as I would go in terms of you better not vaccinate anybody who's got an autoimmune condition. They're trying to kind of go back toward consensus, expert consensus. Let's soften the blow of what we're finding here. But the reality is, as Dr. Tenpenny has said, it is not a good idea at all. In fact, it increases the risk. If you don't have autoimmune issues, you will develop them likely after getting these vaccines. But if you have one, even if it's in remission, not in active state, you will fire it back up almost immediately as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there were so many doctors that I interviewed for Truth About Vaccines that said that very thing regarding autoimmune diseases. Here's what I think that the title of the article should be in Autoimmunity Reviews. Vaccination and get rid of the of patients with autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases requires careful benefit risk analysis. I think that's what it should be. Just vaccination requires careful benefit risk analysis.
Well, as we see, as in evidence, there's a new article that was published. We've been talking about it, and it hasn't been retracted, about the health of vaccinated versus unvaccinated children. And it's a devastating blow to those who believe in vaccines as a sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, because the kids who are not vaccinated are much healthier. The kids who are vaccinated have much higher incidence of chronic disease and other ailments. And in terms of autoimmunity, it's not just autoimmunity. If a kid has an allergy, that means they have a hyperimmune response. How do you not expect them to overreact to vaccines, because they do a one-size-fits-all scenario where they're throwing more adjuvants in there to irritate and aggravate the immune system to stimulate their holy grail of an antibody, which doesn't even guarantee that you won't suffer from the disease or worse. So the basis for the whole idea behind vaccination and the way they put it forth in toxic injections, you're right, that cost-benefit analysis has not been honestly and openly assessed in the peer-reviewed literature.
Yeah, and it hasn't been openly assessed, and it has not been communicated to the recipients. And that's the big problem, another of the big problems, many big problems with vaccines, but that's one of the big problems, is the fact that there is no informed consent. So if you're going to do something to a patient, they should at least be told there's a potential risk. But all they're told is, no, there's no risk. They're proven safe and effective. Just shut up and take it. And that's the real problem with vaccines, is that, I mean, look, we have aluminum, a known neurotoxin in many vaccines. We have formaldehyde, a known carcinogen in many vaccines. We have antifreeze in many vaccines. Mercury in vaccines. I mean, we have known neurotoxins, known carcinogens in vaccines, and yet people that receive the vaccines are not told this could potentially harm you. That's all we're asking, is just be honest with the people.
Mm-hmm. That's too much to ask, as we covered with Merck last bit here about the fact that they'll lie, cheat, and steal, do whatever they can, use the power and force of government to deceive you, to force you to participate in their evil agenda of poisoning children with even aborted fetal cells and animal RNA and animal DNA that's contaminating or purposefully put into these vaccines. And the bottom line, if you want a healthy child, do not be under the illusion that vaccines can provide health. They do not. At the best, and I don't even call it the best, I don't want to say that, the very most what can happen with a vaccine is it can suppress the expression of a named disease. You can still get the disease, but it'll express a little bit differently, where they'll have plausible deniability to say, see, even though that kid got a disease that looked like smallpox, it's not smallpox. Or it looked like polio, but it's not polio. This is the game they play on everybody. And the fact is, these diseases are all toxicological. Other than these so-called childhood eruptive diseases like chickenpox and measles, these are normally occurring transition things in childhood to strengthen immunity and reduce the potential for chronic diseases, autoimmune diseases, and cancer.
Yeah, that's one of the many games. It's one of the many games that they play, right, Robert? Mm-hmm. Because you mentioned the fact that it might cause a disease or make it tweak just a little bit so it doesn't look like the disease that it was supposed to prevent. Sometimes they just change the definition of the disease, which is what they did with polio. You know, we covered that in The Truth About Vaccines back in the 50s, that it looked like polio had decreased when they introduced the vaccine, but the reality is they just changed the definition. That very same month, in July of 1955, the CDC changed the definition of polio to where it was much more narrow, and so it was hard, much, much, much harder to diagnose. And so we had a rapid decrease of polio when they introduced the vaccine, and everybody thought, oh, it wiped out polio, when the reality is then we had this explosion of aseptic meningitis. So they just changed the name. They changed the definition.
Well, paralytic responses to vaccines like Gardasil. We're seeing paralysis in children and girls. Of course, they're not calling it polio, then they call it Guillain-Barré. But the reality is, these manifestations are basically the same thing. They're toxicological insults to the integrity of the human and, I will say, microbiome, the cells of the microbiome, these little critters that we rely upon for digestion, for immunity, for neurological integrity, for endocrine integrity, all of these things. And the vaccines also do a devastating impact there. So in any way we look at it, there is no defense for the suppression of the expression of disease with these toxic poisons that lead people into chronic devastating diseases, autoimmunity, and cancer. But then again, we can always rely on Forbes, because you know they're a big medical journal now, Forbes, right? Weren't they supposed to be like an economic rag, a magazine about economics, Forbes?
Well, I thought so, but I mean, apparently since you have a name like Forbes, you're an expert at everything.
Right. There's a big headline in Forbes recently that says the anti-vaccine and anti-GMO movements are inextricably linked and cause preventable suffering. Really? For who? The bottom line of Big Pharma, maybe?
Well, look, Robert, that's why these kind of articles, this is nothing more than propaganda to brainwash people into thinking that science is settled, vaccines are safe, GMOs will save the world. The reality is, we both know, and most of the audience knows, that when you get into the actual research, when you get into the studies, when you get into a lot of the different data that we've seen over the last few years regarding GMOs actually producing, you know, less yields, when we see the fact that vaccines have not been proven safe and effective, but have been linked to $3.6 billion worth of payouts over the last 20 years, then we know that this is nothing more than a propaganda piece. But the problem is, Robert, and I think it was Dr. Larry Pilevsky in The Truth About Vaccines mentioned this, it's the same problem with doctors that we have with the general population. They don't read past the headline. And so doctors don't read past the headline of the studies. People typically don't read past the headline of these articles that are on rags like Forbes that say the anti-vaccine and anti-GMO movements are inextricably linked and cause preventable suffering. They don't read the article. They don't read any studies that would support any of these erroneous allegations in the article. And so then they just go on and repeat it. And that's the problem, is that nobody's reading the studies. They're just repeating propaganda and taglines.
These doctors, again, parishioners, if you will, priests in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, if they start reading and reporting these things that violate the dogma of that church, of course they're going to be in trouble. They're going to be kicked out of the club. They're no longer welcome here. And so you realize that if you're truly invested in science, you're not invested in dogma per se. You know, you might make a hypothesis that could lead to a conclusion that could lead to a dogma, but ultimately somebody could have another hypothesis and prove it and goes, you know what, your dogma is wrong. But of course, if that dogma is very profitable and it exists in a monopoly and in a heavy-handed, militaristic maintenance of parishioners, we're going to keep you in the pews even if it kills you. This is what happened in California, for instance, with SB 277. This is what happened on a federal level with Obamacare that the Republicans still can't seem to find a way to repeal. Now we got a big problem. There's not healing. There's not science. The two should meet, but never the twain shall meet in the medical monopoly. Here, as we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, we let loose on these facts that lead to, of course, different conclusions and empower you. Empower you with information that will actually bring healing back into your life. And Ty, I'm so grateful for you helping me do it. We're going to be back to wrap it up after this break. Check it out. Links are up. Yeah.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ty Bollinger, my friend, as we go outside the box, I got a question for you. When I say Bill Gates and Africa, what comes to mind? Just, you know, off the top of your head. Bill Gates and Africa.
Well, I mean, I think of the vaccination initiative that he's put forth through Gavi over the last 5 or 6 years, and we've seen these huge outbreaks of polio or non-paralytic polio after the indigenous population was vaccinated for polio. I mean, we saw these huge outbreaks. So that's what I think of, because the reality is they've done very much the same thing there that they did in the 1950s with the CDC changing the definition of polio. They've been vaccinating, and they're saying that polio is being reduced, but it really is not being reduced. There's outbreaks of polio. It's just it doesn't fit their criteria, so they're saying that the vaccine's working.
I think also of the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association saying that they had uncovered evidence of a mass sterilization program when they found human chorionic gonadotropin antigens in the vaccine as well, which would stimulate
Was it the polio? Was that the tetanus toxoid? Because I remember the stories of the tetanus toxoid being contaminated with HCG. Was it also polio?
No, I believe you're right. I think it was the tetanus. You're right, in the tetanus vaccine program. So, you know, there are those in Africa now, even coming through UNICEF and the World Health Organization, Bill and Melinda Gates, that, you know, people are suspicious. Are you secretly trying to sterilize our women in Africa? Is that what you're doing? I mean, at a certain point, you got to question and go, well, whether they intended to or not, that's the end result. So on some level, somebody knows what's going on, and it's pretty damn nefarious.
It is. It is. And it didn't just happen there. I mean, I think it was the Philippines initially in the mid-1990s that discovered that they were having huge spikes in spontaneous abortions. And so there was I think it was a religiously funded medical group there. I think it was Catholic funded. Started trying to investigate why so many abortions, spontaneous abortions, and they found out that at that point the tetanus toxoid was contaminated with HCG, which does tend to cause spontaneous abortion, and that was the first time that they realized this was happening, was 20 years ago, but it's happened since then in other countries. And so, you know, is this an accident, or is the tetanus toxoid just, you know, accidentally contaminated with HCG causing spontaneous abortions, or is there something more sinister underlying? You know, it's all speculation, but it sure does seem.
You find a pattern of behavior, a pattern of communication from Bill Gates regarding world population reduction, interestingly enough, that you got to go, well, if it's, you know, an open secret and they're catching wind of it, you know, in Uganda, they're starting to question even their efforts to put schools up in Uganda. It's like, you know, you start putting these things together and eventually you're going to get busted. How many people can you buy off? Because that's what they've done in Africa. They'll go in, the multinationals will go in, the NGOs will go in, and they'll bribe the officials to look the other way while they sell their people out. They'll sell their natural resources out. And, of course, in this case, reduction of population becomes a high-order agenda.
Yeah, and you know, I've even read interviews with people that were associated with the organizations that produced those toxoids, the tetanus toxoids that were contaminated, and they admitted that it was a good thing to help these poor people in these third world nations control their population. So it was almost like they didn't even deny that this was on purpose. It was almost like this was a kind of a good thing. We were, you know, causing spontaneous abortions and helping them to limit their population, because after all, they are so poor that they don't have the food to feed all these people anyway. So we're just kind of helping them out.
And remember, folks, in the Western world, if you're in the United States, Canada, or maybe even in Europe in some areas, you'll find that the vaccines that are coming out of Merck and other companies are actually manufactured in China, which, of course, has unknown quality control measures. But even so, as we covered yesterday with Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, in 1889, there was a study that was revealed from 45 years of government data up until that publication that showed that the health of those who were vaccinated was much, much poorer, much higher mortality rates than those who were vaccinated than those who were not. So this is not a new movement. When they tell you the anti-vaxxer movement is new, it's not. It's been around since they started vaccinating, because people were observing like what we have observed. Poor health outcomes and even immediate danger and sometimes immediate death after vaccines.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the forced vaccine movement's not new either. That happened initially in 1853 in England with the smallpox vaccine, and it happened shortly thereafter in the United States in the Northeast. In Boston specifically, they had forced vaccines for smallpox. So, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. It just gets recycled. People think it's new, but it's, and the reason they think it's new is because people don't study history anymore.
Well, they don't, and they don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, or they would know this stuff. They hadn't read Unlock the Power to Heal by Ty Bollinger or Robert Scott Bell. They would know this stuff, right?
Of course.
Hey, parents, if you're getting the evil eye from your neighbors because you don't vaccinate, chill out. Teach them, educate them, but don't be frightened. Folks, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. They just don't know it yet. There's no stopping us now, right? TMB, right. What do we got to tell them before we got to go?
Tell them that the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.